Honorable members of the State Senate, I bring you sad news. Our esteemed colleague, Senator Henry Floyd, has been murdered.
And who murdered Senator Floyd? This Philco Radio Mystery program will tell you. Have you entered the exciting Philco Radio Mystery contest, brought to you transcribed every week at this time over this station by your Philco Radio Tube dealer? If you haven't entered before, enter now. Big cash prizes are awarded every week in this great $50,000 cash prize contest. Those of you who send in solutions for mystery number 9, this week's contest, have the same opportunity to become eligible for a huge grand prize as anyone else. So get your Philco Radio Mystery Book number 3 and official entry blanks from your Philco Radio Tube dealer. Free, nothing to buy. Maybe you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your Philco Radio Tube dealer. His supply may be exhausted. If so, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. At the close of this program, the winners of the major cash prizes in a previous week's contest will be announced. Listen for them. You may hear your name. Now, Phil Coe, the famous girl detective, is going to find out who caused the death of a senator. Is your mystery book number 3 open to pages 4 and 5? Pay careful attention. Another Phil Coe mystery is on the air. Our drama takes place in the compartment car of a crack train from the state capital. It is midnight, and Phil Coe and Tom Taylor have boarded the train at a small junction. The conductor has assigned Phil to compartment B and Tom to compartment F. As the scene opens, we find Phil, Tom, and the porter just arriving at the door of Phil's compartment.
Here's compartment B, miss. I'll open the door and switch the light on.
Thank you, porter.
Now, I'll just set the bags inside and... Lord's sake, look here.
Good heavens.
What is it, Phil?
Come in, Tom. Look.
Why, he's dead.
Lordy, lordy. That's Senator Floyd. He done shot himself.
Yep. Right through the head.
Did Senator Floyd have a compartment in this car?
Yes, ma'am. He was right next door in room A with another gentleman.
Porter, go get the conductor.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Phil, here's tomorrow's front page.
I should say it is. Oh, wait. Don't touch anything. I want to get the picture in my mind. Pistol in right hand. Bullet entered left temple. Blue serge suit. Patent leather shoes. Tom, look at the soles of these shoes.
Funny, they look as though they've never been walked in.
There isn't the slightest scratch on the soles. And no creases across the toes.
Oh, and the shoes don't fit him either. They're much too big.
Oh, conductor, the porter has told you?
Yes, miss.
For the present, we'll go to Mr. Taylor's compartment. Porter, please get that gentleman who is sharing Senator Floyd's compartment. Bring him up to compartment F.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go, please. Conductor, my name is Phyllis Cole. I'm a detective, and in the absence of the police, I think I'd better take charge here.
That's right, miss.
As we walk forward, will you please tell me who's occupying these compartments?
Well, the senator was in compartment A back there. Mr. Pearson, the senator's secretary, shared compartment A with the senator.
I see.
B, of course, was to be your room. The body's there now.
Yes.
Here's C. A man named Arnold is in there. Here in room D is ex-Senator Sinclair. In E, there's a Mr. Charles James.
Is that Boss James?
Yes, sir. He's the big political boss. Rides on this train a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Here's room F. This is yours, Mr. Taylor.
Let's go in, please.
Yes, ma'am. If I can be of any help, just send for me.
Thanks. Tom, this Mr. James, the political boss, wasn't he ex-Senator Sinclair's campaign manager?
Sure. Apparently he didn't manage so well this time. Senator Floyd defeated Sinclair easily. Sinclair's first defeat in 12 years.
Yes, excuse me, miss. Here's Mr. Pearson.
Thanks, porter. We'll ring for you in a moment. Close the door, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Pearson, I'm sorry to disturb your sleep, but there's been...
That's all right, Miss Cole. I know who you are, of course.
Mr. Pearson, have you seen Senator Floyd?
Well, not since I turned in. I suppose he's back in the club car.
No, he is not. We just discovered his dead body. He was shot through the head.
Shot through the... That's impossible. Why?
The gun was in his hand.
But I can't believe it. Well, why should he have done that?
Was the senator greatly worried about anything?
Well, he had plenty of worries. He was determined to clean the state up, you know. That was his platform during the election.
Yes, I know.
The fellows he was especially gunning for were the racketeers.
Did he always carry a gun?
The senator never even owned a gun.
Are you certain of that?
Absolutely. Well, I thought he should be armed, but he wouldn't hear of it. Hated guns.
How long have you been employed by Senator Floyd?
Several months before his nomination.
For whom did you work before that?
Boss James. What?
But James was ex-Senator Sinclair's backer. You changed camps with a vengeance, didn't you?
Well, Miss Cole, with me, one candidate's the same as another. It all depends upon what salary is paid. Floyd offered me the job, a good job, and I took it. I suppose you know that ex-Senator Sinclair and Boss James are on this train.
Yes. Did you and Senator Floyd speak to Sinclair and James?
Well, yes, but they didn't speak back. They're all cut up over losing the election.
Tom, will you ring for the porter, please?
Right.
Mr. Pearson, had Senator Floyd bought any new patent leather shoes lately?
Well, no, he didn't even have time to buy a toothbrush. To my knowledge, he never owned a pair of patent leather shoes.
Oh. Just one more question. When did you last see Senator Floyd?
Oh, about 10 o'clock. The train left the Capitol 6, and we had some work to do, so we stayed in the compartment. At 10, I went to bed, but the senator decided to go back to the club car for a smoke. The next thing I knew, the porter was shaking me, and, well, I came right up here to you.
Come in.
You were wrong for me, ma'am?
Yes, just a minute, porter. Thank you very much, Mr. Pearson. We'll send for you if we want you again tonight.
Well, thank you, Miss Coe. I certainly hope you get to the bottom of this. Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to break in here for a moment before Phil starts questioning the porter. People will be hearing this program over 240 radio stations in every state in the Union. Millions of listeners everywhere get all their favorite programs better with Philco radio tubes in their sets. If you don't already use them, buy Philco tubes tomorrow. Philco tubes make so much difference. And they cost no more than ordinary tubes, sometimes less. Now let's hear what Phil is going to ask the porter.
Porter, when did you last see Senator Floyd alive?
About 10 o'clock, miss. He rung to ask which way the club car was and then went on back there.
Did Mr. Pearson go to bed then?
I reckon he did. He was getting undressed while I was making up the birds.
Do you know Boss James and ex-Senator Sinclair?
Yes, ma'am. They're in E and D.
Were they in their compartments all evening?
No, ma'am. They was in the club car all the time. They come back to their rooms about 11.
I see. Do you know this Mr. Arnold who's in room C?
No, ma'am. Ain't never seen him before. I think he was in his room all the time since dinner.
Yes?
He rung for me and asked me to get his blue suit out of his big bag and press the pants. I opened the bag and near jumped a foot.
Why?
Well, laying on the top of the clothes was a shooting pistol.
Did it look like the pistol we found in the dead man's hand?
I don't know. I couldn't do no more than just flick my eyes at that dead man.
I see. What kind of a man is Mr. Arnold?
Well, he's kind of big and tough, but he's okay. He give me 4 bits to clean his shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes? Do you mean patent leather?
Yeah, some patent leather. He must like them kind of shoes a whole lot because he had 2 new pairs in his suitcase, the same kind.
I see. Will you please bring Mr. Arnold here? And after that, bring ex-Senator Sinclair and Boss James.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tom, what do you make of it?
I think he either committed suicide or those ex-political big shots wanted to get him out of the way.
Suicide? Does that seem likely, Tom? The gun was in his right hand and the bullet hole in his left temple.
Would take a bit of doing, wouldn't it?
You must try it sometime and see for yourself, dear.
Ah, dear Phyllis, just as charming as ever.
Look, I'm Jaime Arnold. What's the idea of getting me out of bed?
Mr. Arnold, you're in room C, aren't you?
Oh, me? Sure.
Did you hear a pistol shot in room B tonight?
Huh? I didn't get you. I'm a little deep.
Did you hear a shot?
No, I didn't hear no shot. But like I said, I'm kind of deep. Don't hear well.
Did you ever know Senator Floyd?
Oh, me? No. I seen him on this train, though.
Senator Floyd is dead.
Dead? Suicide, huh?
I haven't said so.
Well, that's the way with them politicians. They get scared and bump themselves off.
Mr. Arnold, do you own a gun?
Oh, me? No. I never owned one. Lay, that's the way to stay out of trouble.
Come in.
Well, look who's here. Boss James and ex-Senator Sinclair.
Pinhead Arnold. Why, this is a surprise.
A surprise for me, too, Sinclair.
How's the cabbage racket?
What's it to you, Boss James?
Gentlemen, I'm Phyllis Cole.
We know you, of course, Miss Cole.
I'm sorry to disturb your sleep, Mr. Sinclair, but I want to ask you a few questions about the late Senator Floyd.
The late Senator? What do you mean?
He's been found dead in compartment B.
Dear, dear, this is shocking
news. No kidding.
Mr. Sinclair, did either you or Mr. James speak with Senator Floyd tonight?
Why, no. We had no opportunity to speak with him.
Wait a second. What do you mean you two guys didn't talk with Floyd tonight? I heard the three of you. Yeah, you two guys and Floyd, whispering, right outside my door. Yeah, I listened at the crack.
That's a lie, Arnold. We didn't say a word to Floyd.
Oh, no, Mr. James?
No.
Well, you was whispering, all right. You told him he was going to do too good a cleanup job at the Capitol.
Arnold is lying, Miss Cole. If anyone had reason to do Floyd harm, that one is Arnold. Floyd succeeded in breaking up Arnold's cabbage racket.
Well, Floyd bumped himself off, so that lets us all out.
Killed himself? How do you know that he killed himself? Porter.
Yes, Miss Cole.
When you awakened these gentlemen, did you tell any of them how the senator died?
No, ma'am. I was too scared to say much except to get out of bed and come along and see the lady detective.
Miss Cole, Mr. James and I are very tired. We shall submit to no more questioning tonight.
You won't have to, Mr. Sinclair. I'm going to reconstruct the death of Senator Floyd. The senator went to the club car, and his secretary, Mr. Pearson, who was sharing the compartment with his employer, went to bed. An hour or so later, Senator Floyd returned to compartment A, and finding his secretary asleep, he said...
Are you awake, Pearson? Guess the poor boy is tired out. Won't turn the light on. Might wake him up. Feels kind of good to get these shoes off.
Come on out, Floyd. I want to see you.
Get away from here. I'm going to bed.
Come on out, I said. And don't wake Pearson, that secretary of yours, or I'm liable to pull this trigger. Now stand up. Okay, that's better. Shut the door. Now get into the next room. Come on, snap into it. Inside. Now, you dirty heel, let's talk it over.
Put that gun down, you fool.
Shut up, I'm doing the talking.
I'll see that you go to jail for life.
Oh, no, you won't. You've done enough to me since you've been elected. Now it's my turn.
No, stop. Don't.
You've guessed it, gentlemen. The man who murdered Senator Floyd is Pinhead Arnold.
All you need is good common sense to point out two reasons why Philco suspected Jaime Arnold. You heard all that happened. You know everything Phil knew. Write your solution on the official entry blank you received with free Philco mystery book number 3. If you haven't yours yet, get it right away from your Philco radio tube dealer. Perhaps you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your Philco radio tube dealer. His supply may be exhausted. If so, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. Next week at this time over this station, another Philco radio mystery brought to you by your Philco radio tube dealer. Another chance for you to share in the tremendous rewards given in this $50,000 cash prize contest. A thrilling new mystery program starring Phil Coe, the girl detective. Listen and hear Phil Coe solve the case of the laughing ghost. It'll give you cold shivers. You'll love it.